Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hey, Fernando.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning. You are the 20th caller, so you get to go ride the new Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift roller coaster at Universal Studios. Plus, you get to spend the whole day at the park with three friends. Congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for waking up with us. And hold on so we can get you those tickets. Once again, we'll have more tickets for you to go to Universal tomorrow. If you're waiting, though, to go to see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime and many more, we will get you this hour into a festival that was just announced called Ocean Way, happening in Santa Monica, California. So win your way in this hour and then again next hour if you've been paying attention to the show, so you can take advantage of the Klein Alley show quiz. Also this hour, joining us from the great Cage the Elephant, we have at least one of the Schultz brothers. Will we have two? That's a mystery yet to be determined.
I know. That kind of left it vague.
One, maybe two, but Cage the Elephant, some portion of that band will be by to play some new music for you on K-Rock this hour. So get ready for that and so much more. Also, your Jason report is upcoming. We are in the greatest stretch of months of the year, and we will prove that to you. And we check in with the Jason Chopper, and that is next on K-Rock. Cage the Elephant will be joining us in the studio in moments. So if you're not watching us on YouTube, you could be. We are there right now as well. But thanks for tuning in to K-Rock. Of course, tickets to the festival in Santa Monica coming up later this hour. And we'll find out all the events that you could be participating in through the month of July, August, September, October, November, a stretch of months affectionately known as Jason, with a new Jason report from Postmaster Johnny in just a moment. But LeBron actually has made the announcement, Allie, so here we go. I know a lot of people waiting to find out. This is the announcement.
After careful consideration, I have decided that I'm ready to announce that I, too, have never been intimate with Jake. Ah!
Thank you for sharing that announcement that everyone's been waiting for. Also, never been intimate with Jake the Nerd.
Neither has any other NBA player.
Get that man a shirt. It's time now as we check into the chopper high above, all the things you could be doing this month and the 5 months that lay ahead during Jason.
If you're single and you plan on going out on a lot of dates, then this Jason report is for you. I'm talking about you, Jake the Nerd. So in July, you have time to take your girl to the OC Fair, go get some fried food, or you can go see that new movie, The Odyssey. So plan your poop breaks accordingly. Both incredible options and great places for first dates. But if your date's really cool, then she'll be fine with going to see the 20th anniversary of Disney Pixar's Cars at Street Food Cinema. It's gonna be so sick, especially if she loves the movie Cars. But if your girl loves shopping, and then you're going to want to take her to, like, the Rose Bowl flea market on September 13th. It could be a little pricey, though, because you got to pay to park, and then you got to pay to, like, get in. So mind your wallet, okay, Jake? Okay, so by, like, October, you should kind of know if this girl's going to be your girlfriend or not. And if you do plan to date her, my cousin is getting married in Santa Barbara on October 11th. And you can come to that if you're serious about this girl. And finally, November, you can Netflix and chill with your girlfriend and watch The Adventures of Cliff Booth hitting Netflix on November 24th. It's a spinoff of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt, and that's what's coming up in Jason.
It's weird because the helicopter
kind of dipped out there,
cut out
in
the middle.
I was, and then it restarted.
I was hoping that thing was going to smash.
I do like the girlfriend theme, though.
Yeah, it's a good theme if you got a lot of dates to plan in the foreseeable future. And so there's all things you could be doing over the months of Jason.
I like the advice of your girlfriend will enjoy the movie Cars, but only if she likes the movie Cars.
Right.
Oh, yeah, if she's cool. And most hot girls love the movie Cars. It's proven.
I would disagree with that strongly.
I would. No, no, no. You ask any 20-year-old right now, they'd be like, oh, hell yeah, I want to go see Cars. It's like the it movie that, like, hot girls really love right now. Because of that song, Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's a bop, and they love it.
All the girls are into that song?
Yeah, it's like a meme right now, and they kind of like are really into it. That's why they're playing it at this outdoor movie.
Where do, where do hot girls hang out? Erewhon?
Pilates?
The gym? Why don't you go over there later today and try to get a legitimate answer as to how many of them are a fan of the movie Cars?
All right, I'll come back with like three. I got you.
Thanks for the effort, buddy.
If you ask 10 hot women, are they a fan of the movie Cars? I think you'll get maybe one that goes, it's fine. I think you're insane. I think your theory is wrong.
Well, maybe they're Ratatouille girls, but I mean, like, either way, Ratatouille, Wall-E, Cars, like, all those three were like trifectas back in the day.
Right. They were a fan of them when they were four.
No, I was like eight when that came out.
Right. Okay.
No, double it, man. I was eight. I was this many.
When we get back, assuming they didn't turn around.
Oh, it's 562. It's true. Cars is summer Disney movie, and Cars Land at Disneyland is summer. And yes, I am a hot girl.
Bada bing.
All right.
That's one. You only have two left.
Yeah, two left, man.
Find two by tomorrow at this time. When we get back, Cage the Elephant stopping into the K-Rock studios and some new music for you, and then tickets to a festival happening right here at the Santa Monica Beach. And that's all coming up after this. Some damn fine Cage the Elephant on K-Rock. And as we welcome the Schultz brothers back to the K-Rock studios, of course, let's just go over some of the many, many massive hits they've given us over the years. We've already got that montage ready to go, guys. Welcome back to K-Rock. Please say hi to Cage the Elephant.
Welcome,
boys.
Guys.
Hey,
thanks for being here.
Hey, what's up?
Nice to see you again. Last time we did this was downstairs. You played a nice little intimate show for some K-Rock listeners. Then I think we did a fun thing at the El Rey. And then you got tapped by a little band by the name of Oasis to co-headline with them, which must have been nice. How did that whole thing go down? Was there a phone call, a text?
We, like everyone else, just heard rumors about the tour on social media, and I started writing them letters immediately.
Postcards. Obsessive with magazine cutouts and everything. Yeah.
Every truck stop that we stopped at, got a postcard and sent it to them.
I mean, backstage, though, I spent a little time. Did they really get along, or was it all an act? I mean, you must have seen a little bit backstage.
No, I think they're getting along.
What would you even know about what it's like to tour constantly with a brother?
That you secretly hate.
We never see each other on tour.
Yeah, right. Totally.
You stay in different wings. But in the course of your career together, has there ever been a moment where there was friction and you said, oh no, I don't want to go the way of the Oasis brothers?
Has there ever been a moment there's been friction between
never.
Us?
I actually threw a pizza at Matt one time, which actually I feel very, very bad at.
It's a waste of a perfectly good pizza.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What was the reason?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I threw it at your face.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do.
I remember the time he threw me through a glass table, though.
Oh, God.
As adults or children?
That glass table was a pizza table.
Oh, man. Delicious.
That had a pizza on it.
Yeah, you guys I love the relationship because from a young, young age, back when you guys were young bloodsuckers before you were the massive monsters you are today, you would fight a lot. And Matt, I believe, Brad, you said that you would almost always win the fights. The physical fights, you would always win, right?
Did I say that?
Yeah, so Brad used to do this thing that when my parents, first off, we have to let the audience know the Bloodsuckers was our neighborhood gang.
Right. You know,
Brad was the leader, and I was his...
It's like the Outsiders?
I was his faithful sidekick. Oh,
my God. And why did I just, like... envision you as like
Brad. You want me to hit him with the stick? You want me to go hit him with the stick?
No. You were, so he would tell you what to do, and you would go out and create the trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like,
why am I being painted as very evil right now?
Don't worry, we got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
We talked to Matt a half an hour before you guys came in here to make sure to get all the stories.
Really get them good.
So you guys would fight, and what would Matt do? What would Brad do, Matt?
Oh yeah, no. So when Mom and Dad would go to the grocery store, if they stepped out, as soon as the door shut and they locked the deadbolt, Brad would turn around and go, "Torture time."
Do you think your parents had a favorite? Do you think they have a favorite and they'll never admit
it? Yeah, it's our youngest brother.
Really?
Yeah. No. Not Daniel. Jeremy.
Yeah, we used to call him the Prince.
Jeremy. Yeah.
Because, well, you have a
Jeremy's
couple of kids.
Jeremy's great, though. We love our brothers. There's two other brothers.
Not musical.
Oh, yeah. They're both musical.
Just not as musical.
No, they are. They're actually better than us. That's the thing.
You can stand and hold the tambourine in the corner. Yeah,
they're not opening for Oasis.
They've actually written every single song we've ever put
damn.
Out.
What?
He literally just took the joke out of my mouth. Wow, and this is why we get in fights.
This is why I throw a pizza
at you. I do find it interesting because you grew up, and we've talked about this before, but very religious. And when you wanted to listen to Nirvana, when you wanted to listen to Pearl Jam, you had to do this in hiding. The same way that people will hide cigarettes and then go and then put scope in their mouth before they go home so the parents don't realize they were smoking. You would have to listen to this music in secrecy, correct?
We actually did all four. We would put scope, smoke a cigarette, and listen to the music, yeah. All in secrecy. Yeah.
And if you got busted, like, humming a Nirvana, like, you're, like, all of a sudden you're singing, like, a Nirvana song, like, your dad's like, what is that
it
noise?
It wasn't so much Nirvana. It was more or less Green Day.
Oh, really?
my dad caught us with the Green Day tape, it was going to get snapped, you know, because all the cuss words.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they are
cuss words.
That is the devil. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
The devil's music.
And that's actually the truth. He did snap a Green Day CD in half with a pair of pliers.
Which one was it?
And I'm
it?
Like, did you have to use the pliers? You couldn't just snap it with your hand?
You weren't strong enough.
Really drive it home.
Like, you made me use the pliers.
Get the needle nose.
I wonder what other great albums of yours they've ruined over the years to prove a point.
My dad used to snap all our albums in front of us.
Oh, no, no.
We'd get a, you know, our first record, Cage the Elephant.
He'd be like, I wrote that song.
Yeah, but it's like throwing someone's cigarettes down the toilet. It's like you're just going to get more cigarettes. What's right. the point of...
Thank
like,
you, happy birthday on our birthday.
Snapped it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you had a lot of
you
six
know,
studio
in my
albums.
Dad's defense, he was just trying to protect us from Satan. So.
Yeah. I get it. Well, Liz, we have a new song. We're excited because real. We're going to play a new song, Beaches in Tennessee. And before we play this on K-Rock, because it has been 2 years since you've released new music. The last one that we chatted about was Neon Pill, and obviously all the stuff that you were dealing with when you wrote that song. But this is kind of picks up where that left off, right? Because this was mental health based as well.
Well, you know, with the whole album Neon Pill, we had written most of that material when I was very sick. And just for the audience, which most people know this, or a lot of people do, I went through a mental crisis a couple years back, and it honestly saved my life. So being arrested saved my life, which I was hospitalized for 3 months. But we wrote a lot of that material while I was very unwell. So finishing the record was kind of like trying to decipher this weird psychosis-induced narrative. And this album is the first material that I've been able to look back on it from a very stable place and a healthy place and kind of heal and move on and move towards the future.
Was there ever a moment that it felt a little conflicted, where you felt conflicted about whether to share this personal experience? You know, I mean, obviously being vulnerable in that way can be difficult, and you're sharing such an intimate part of your personal life.
No, I mean, honestly, it's... I enjoy the pain.
Or you just feel like your life is, you know, you. I think you also are, you guys are so connected to your fans where you may feel like you have to share.
I feel like
this is part of your life, and part of your life is sharing what your personal life entails.
I feel like the only way to get to material that's real and that resonates is to be transparent in your own writing. So, yeah.
So we have a single, but we also have new music, more new music on the way.
Yeah. We're kind of putting on the finishing touches on the album right now, and
we're gonna play every song right now.
Oh,
every
wow, song. Great! Yeah. Oh, what a treat!
We're gonna leak the entire album
with no instruments. Right.
We are gonna play Beaches in Tennessee, and I will say already, I think the sound is so. It sounds so uplifting. It sounds happy. It's. I know it came from the mental health stuff, the other side of it, but it sounds like this is maybe you're talking about just the surviving part of it, getting through on the other side. And it's a great rock song, which some people have not yet heard. So let's go ahead and give this a play on K-Rock. Anything you want to say before we hit play?
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like this song for us was reclaiming that ability to write about turbulent times in life in a very kind of, like you said, lighthearted way and have fun with it. So,
Beaches in Tennessee, Cage the Elephant on KROQ. Come back more with the Schultz Brothers next on K-Rock.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Oh, man, with a live cough at the end of your song, it sounded great. Beaches in Tennessee, Cage the Elephant on K-Rock in the studio right now, Brad Schultz, Matt Schultz, and you guys have given us so many great opportunities to spend with our listeners, like, and they always want to say they appreciate
you. Hey, Klein and Ali Show, thank you so much for letting me come to watch Cage the Elephant at the Sound Space. Had a great time. Love you guys.
Ali and I were having this conversation before you came in here, but we agree on not a lot. One of our favorite live bands to watch is always you, and I think a lot of it had to do at the beginning, Matt, with the fact that you would pretty much put your life at risk every show. You didn't care. Broken bones, broken body parts.
Jumping off of stuff.
Do you plan on, as you're now releasing new music, I would imagine there's an album perhaps to follow and then more touring. Do you plan on taking care of your body more now, or no? Do you continue to want to go ahead and prove that you are unbreakable?
I don't know. We'll leave that up to the future.
I mean, the amount of scaffolding he's climbed, speaker. It's almost like when you are performing, you have no control. It looks to us like you've lost complete control.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yes, I have. I'm unhinged.
As a fan, it's a lot of fun to watch.
It's funny though, because now, like, now that I'm a father, so my son's 1 year old, and I want to take care of myself these days. So no, definitely still be going out there and going hard for sure.
Did you for the first birthday party do all the traditional smash cake and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
It's like some of that stuff. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do any of that. And then first birthday rolls around, you're like, well, I have to get the smash cake. I have to do all the things.
We've been so strict on making sure that we do all the things that our doctor is telling us and all that stuff, which I know that's what you're supposed to do. But anyways, so he hadn't had any sugar. And when he had his first bite of cake, throwing up in his mouth. He's like...
Sometimes you see their eyes dialing. This is a crazy experience.
You see that junky look in their eyes. Like, you've been holding this for me for a year.
You're like, it gets way better than that, dude.
Yeah, but he takes after me. He's like already, they have the little play pins and he's like doing flips over it and so we're like, bro, come
on. He takes
on.
After you.
Brad, is there a time frame? I know that this song, we're letting it marinating in it now, but there are other songs that have been written, recorded yet?
Yeah, we're pretty much finished with the record. We have some, like,
there's a couple songs that we're finishing up right now, but for the most part, the album's done.
Well, 562 said, I've seen Cage 3 times. You guys are badass, always memorable, and saw you guys at the El Rey and remember Brad breaking his guitars on stage. It was crazy. How many guitars do you think you've lost that you've either given away, broken, or otherwise?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Actually, I had the most awkward guitar giveaway
of
all times about 3 days ago. There was a kid that was like holding a sign saying, Brad, could have your guitar.
Oh my God. And balls on that kid.
No, wait.
Entitled.
I start running down the stairs of the stage, and I don't know why, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to jump the last 4 stairs. I jumped off the last four stairs, and as soon as I hit the ground, my knees went to jello.
Oh no!
And I literally was like, ew. I looked like Gumby.
He pulled up a sign that says, "Never mind."
And everything just slowed down, and I was like, "No, your knees aren't going to give out." And then I was like, "No, your knees aren't going to give out." And then I went head first and seal slid, and stopped right at the kid's feet. And I looked up at him like I was terrified. I was like,
you can keep your guitar, sir.
I know. Did you still give it to him?
No, he said I don't want it anymore.
Save me.
He
just helped you up. And
he said, you're not as cool as I thought you were, buddy.
You keep your guitar, you loser.
Yeah.
As always, we...
Then he spit on me.
We chat, wrap up every interview here at K-Rock with not one, but 2 epic questions for Cage the Elephant. Here we go.
Two epic questions.
Brad Schultz, Matt Schultz, KG Elephant, MK Rock in the studio right now. Epic question number one. Allie, give it to him.
Which state makes the best barbecue and why? Of all the barbecue you've ever eaten, and I'm sure it's been a lot.
I'm going to go with, I think Texas, Austin, Texas. I know Austin's not a state, but I said Texas first.
It's a simple question,
hey,
Brad.
Texas, specifically Austin.
In the spirit of our new single, I'm going to say Tennessee.
Yeah.
Smart. Epic question number
Nashville,
two.
Nashville, Tennessee. No.
Epic question number two. Is Austin considered a state? I don't think they're going to get this one.
It's a toughie.
This is the real question, though. When you're in Los Angeles, as you are right now, what is one thing you must do? Is there a thing you do when you're here that you go, at least we're going to get to do that?
I used to go to, and I should do this, it's been a minute, but I used to, every time I came to LA, I would go to the Electric Banana and get a tattoo.
Oh.
What was the last tattoo you got there, do you remember?
I think the last one I got was this little knife guy.
Oh, cool.
Running after the tiger. He's going to stop him, you know?
And do you say, can I just have a little knife guy? You make it up?
Yeah,
or do
yeah.
You...
yeah.
You have a scare.
How do you interpret that?
I'd like a little clown that's holding a dagger running towards a tiger.
You make up the rest. Go ahead.
His name is Austin.
Yeah.
Choose your own adventure. Well, guys, congratulations on the new music. Thank you for coming here to share with us.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to hearing more when the album comes out. And When we return, we will get you into a festival that sadly Cage is not playing at, but it's happening in Santa Monica on the beach, and you will see one of the people from this band there, Jack White, will be at this show. So if you want your tickets, caller 20 right now, we get you into the beach. Allie, what is this thing called?
Ocean Way.
That's
beach.
What it's called. It's a new festival.
There's
we
a beach
can't
involved.
Keep track of it all. We'll give away your tickets next on K-Rock. K-Rock Klein Allie Show. You'll be seeing Jack White of that band joining forces with many others, including Sublime and The Killers. It's all going to be happening in Santa Monica. You have to wait till September, but that'll get here real quick. It's September 26th. It is called Ocean Way Festival. And
good
we
job.
Get you in right now if you are the 20th caller, which puts us on Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Yeah.
You are caller 20.
Woo!
So get ready.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bring that energy to the beach with you so you can enjoy The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many others. And you'll be the first ever, the inaugural Ocean Way Festival.
What a brag.
Congratulations. Hold on one second.
That woo sounded forced, by
the
way.
Thank you.
Is that a real woo or a fake? Omar said that was not an authentic woo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're cutting out.
Was your woo
cutting out?
Was your woo an authentic woo, or was that like a?
Oh, it's so authentic. You have no idea.
Then do it again.
Excited. Woo!
That one sounded better. I hear what Omar's saying though. She went down on the first woo.
Yeah, it was just like.
It was a woo, and this the second one was like a real like letting.
Yeah.
It. But also, she could be in an office. Where are you in an office? Are you in your car? Where are you right
yes,
now?
Yes, I'm at a public school, so it is summer, but I still have to keep it sort of low.
Uh-huh. Why are you at school?
Because I work all summer. I work in a textbook room.
Oh, the terrible gig.
Oh,
my.
What is that, by the way? That sounds made up.
That's the first woo I've ever heard. Probably the first woo in the history of a textbook room ever.
The books are like, shh.
I'm telling you, I'm the textbook room lady. And I have way too much energy to be stuck in a textbook room with no windows.
Is that a punishment? Like, that sounds like something I would get in trouble for at school.
Yeah. You've been assigned to the textbook room.
You'll be going to the textbook room.
You know what? It kind of is a punishment. If you saw the room I'm in, for sure.
Oh,
big punishment.
Can you pick a book at random and read us something from it so that today can be an educational show?
Oh, good idea.
Sure. Would you like
just grab something at random?
No, okay,
God, that
let's
sounds terrible.
Catcher in the Rye.
I've heard of it.
Catcher in the
Oh, that's bad.
God, Catcher it's always Rye. Catcher in the Rye, isn't it?
It is.
When are we going to get off that book? Yeah, it's lame.
Move along. I mean, that was when they only had like three books available.
Jesus.
That was one of them.
There's always one dude who's obsessed with it.
Go ahead. Whenever you're ready, take us through any excerpt you choose.
Okay. Let's see. I used the caddy once in a while just to make some dough.
Boring.
All right.
The textbook room is terrible. Hold on. Hold on one second. We accept your original woo. You need this more than anyone. Please go. Give her all the tickets, as a matter of fact. And when you're at this festival, who's going to be manning the textbook room? Because obviously you have to be there during the summer.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay. There we go. That's that was a nice
guy. I don't think anyone's going to steal them while you're gone.
Yeah. Hey, whatever happened to the textbook room? I was at a festival. Nothing.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Kelly wasn't there. Still
they're,
safe.
They're all there. Apparently, no one likes this room. I bet you that's where all the teachers go get high in because no one think to look
or
in the
sex,
textbook
right?
room. Oh, maybe that's it. Let me ask her. Hold on. Put Kelly back on hold.
Get back.
Kelly, do the teachers have sex in the textbook room? Is it like a kind of a slang? It sounds like it's a boring room, but really that's the fun room?
No, nobody comes back here.
Oh, okay. All right. We tried.
Sounds like she's keeping it a secret.
Yeah, it must be. It's a bang fest in there. That's why she couldn't get to keep the woos down. All the other people wooing in there. We got to take a break. We're back in a moment. We got ADD News to get to. If you want tickets to that show, Kelly will be there. You can be there as well. We'll give them to you next hour with a little quiz if you've been paying attention to today's show. What a doozy to pay attention to.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's get into your ADD news, and then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin. Lots of ways to interact with the show. Call, text, or use that GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT.
Good morning, K-Rock and the Klein and Alley Show. I just want to let you guys know I got 6 stitches in my hand yesterday. And while I was getting my stitches, I had my headphones in, and the only thing that was keeping a smile on my face was you guys. Huh. Keep up the good work, and thank you guys.
If you're going to leave a message about getting stitches in your hand, please explain how that happened.
I mean, I assume bar fight.
Oh, I assumed it was an aggressive masturbator, but I guess we'll never know. I mean, it was probably a construction thing. It's probably not nearly as exciting. Had it been an exciting reason, I'm sure he would have given us the details.
Yeah, it's probably some kitchen mishap.
Right.
He was cutting onion.
Got avocado hand, whatever that thing that was going around years ago because people couldn't take the pit out properly.
That's
they kept
when
stabbing
you definitely
themselves.
Don't say what
right.
you
Well, in that case,
hand.
Sir, you're a hero, and thanks for listening to the show. I'm glad we could keep you happy through the process. It seems like we were putting people in the ER and helping people get through the ER experience. And now there's this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
We'll start with the Big Bear Bald Eagles, Jackie and Shadow, who have been an obsession for Southern California for years now. And overall, life has been good for them, except for that one weird year where their eggs didn't hatch and they, like, ate them on live stream. But they hatched 2 new eaglets this year. And this week, some drama went down because 2 other a-hole eagles started messing with Jackie and trying to kick her ass and get to her nest.
It's like a Real Housewives of Orange County situation.
Oh, my
going
God.
On.
I know. They're so SoCal, aren't they?
Such a... So, I mean, really welcome. You guys
belong
here.
I'm sure
they're
so fake to her face, too.
Throwing champagne at each other. And it's like such a... If you think about what's going on, I know it's eagles and this is nature, but it really is like all of those reality
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, but they're all going to hash it out later on a podcast.
Oh, great. Andy Cohen will be sitting in the nest. Breaking it all down.
So what went wrong, do you think? The update now is that they rescued Jackie. There are not signs of injury, but she is underweight and alert, just like most of the women on Real
That's
Housewives.
Right. Same exact schedule right there.
They are thinking something's up with her kidneys. She has inflammation and anemia, and they're trying to figure out why. But until then, they say she's in critical condition.
Oh,
and what's
no.
Sad, I know. And what's sad is that Shadow has no idea. They're like, it's sad because we know where she is, and Shadow has no idea where she is, and he's just
Shadow's
feeding.
Out banging.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Shadow's probably thrilled right now.
Dude, hell's yeah.
He's got the empty nest.
This mate for life thing sucks.
Every year, it's that same boring, got to bang the same eagle yeah. again.
And he's like, I can't cheat because there's literally cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Guys, okay, I'm just trying to...
trying to bang a little bit.
Just trying to slay a little bit. Got the stupid webcams really blowing up my spot.
I know, but then he has to manage more than one nest, you know. I mean, with your dad, Omar, that didn't work out. He had 2 families.
Yeah. No, he got busted. Yeah, it's crazy.
So you might think it is gross to rummage around in Goodwill bins to find discounted, smelly, worn clothes by thousands of people, and you might be right. But then there are stories like this. When you happen to find a diamond in the trash heap and you make some serious money.
The greatest thrift store find of all time. Earlier this year, going through the bins at a Goodwill near Portland, Oregon, somehow or another,
I mean,
NBA...
By the way, of all of the Goodwills
oh my
to
God,
go
the
through,
smelliest.
The Portland,
so
Oregon
many hippies.
One, that's got to be the stankiest of the stanky.
So much gross tie-dye.
Great Wilt Chamberlain's Lakers warm-up jacket from the 72 NBA Finals had ended up for sale in Oregon for $3.07. Here's Brown.
Oh, that's racist.
Here's Brown. Why would they say that? Is that the section he found it in? Well, that's unnecessary.
I think that's the guy's last name.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains things.
Yeah, but I bet it was so discounted because the size was enormous.
The really key moment for me was I was in my room
and I looked at the measurements of the jacket. Wilt Chamberlain being 7'1", the jacket measured 33 inches long, so would have gone down almost to my knees. I looked at it and it matched up.
Smart kid, when Brown posted his discovery online, Sotheby's reached out, helped with the forensic investigation, matching the stitches on the jacket to old pictures of it, and then put it up for auction. And that $3 thrift store find just sold for nearly $90,000.
Wow. Which seems low.
It does seem low, but
I think it's funny that Allie thinks it was discounted because it was so big. Everything at Goodwill is discounted.
I know it is.
$3.07 actually seems expensive for Goodwill.
Yeah, I know, but if you think about it, like an actual real jacket like that, and if it's actually good quality, would be more like $7.
$1.50.
Okay, right. Those massive sizes they discount even more. $4 is a steal.
Know. Yeah, she knows about big sizes.
Allie does know. There's one thing Allie knows about.
I've never found anything of value, but
Allie is oftentimes referred to as the Wilt Chamberlain of shopping at Goodwill. Well, that's how good she is.
That's right. I have a game-worn jacket from when I went to my last stint at Goodwill. If somebody owes you money, what is the best way to ask them for it? According to a new study, people have gotten more and more afraid of the awkwardness of asking for their money back, so they just avoid it entirely. And a new Zelle report is showing that this is especially true for Gen Z. 76% of them are owed money by somebody, but have never been paid back and probably never will be because they're too afraid to ask for the money back.
I think this is a lost art form, the owing someone money, because you can just instantly Zelle or Venmo or Cash App.
People feel
ways.
Like that's rude to Zelle request.
You just do it on the spot. You just do it right there. And I feel like now I don't even let people wait to, because I'll forget and I don't want anyone to be like,
you
oh.
You always say, don't worry about it. Don't
wait,
worry about it.
Are they talking
it.
About right. just something like, you know, like for a meal, hey, you're going to get me back, or I loaned you $1,000 and they're afraid for that amount?
Good question, Omar, because it's really about big group expenses for like trips and stuff. It's not even just dinners. It's like, I'm going to get the Airbnb, you get the flights or whatever, you know.
Still, that could be $1,000.
Exactly. And then 46% of Gen Z say they are now in debt because of this.
Because they're not asking people to give the money back. I don't even think you wait around to be asked. You understand. You know going in, all right, it's Vegas. We all threw in for a bottle service or whatever.
I always thought, it was the end of the trip. Like, once everyone gets home, you go, oh, my gosh, so much fun. Here's what everyone owes.
Well, you need
You
need one person to do that.
One designated card person. Whenever I go out with my friends, we have, like, one person pay, and then we just Venmo them. But it's never more than, like, $20 or $30.
That's going out to dinner. You don't go on trips, Johnny.
Yeah, we don't trip or do anything like that. But even when we did once, like, I didn't spend more than like $200 to somebody.
But the idea is you got to remember to do it, because a week goes by, the person that owes the money is probably not going to remember they owe anyone money.
You also
and
have
then
to
someone's
be
angry.
Yeah,
at
you have to be friends with people who hate owing money to people, because there are some people who have no problem owing lots of money to people and they'll just forget about it. If I know I owe someone something, I need to pay them right away. Otherwise, it bothers me.
A bunch of, a brand new hour of the show starts next.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.